This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving.
Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is me, Susie Ashworth, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I am excited to talk to you today about thinking bigger again. I think that I may have done an episode around my birthday about this subject and this feeling that I had as I turned 46, and I was seeing everywhere people talking about them moving into an era, soft girl era. I've got no problem with soft girl season. I've got no problem with soft girl era, but the sense that I got with a lot of these posts were from peers and acquaintances that I have worked alongside over the last decade that ultimately had given up on the dream. And it really made me question myself and where I was heading and whether I needed to declare that I was in a soft girl era and whether I needed to reimagine my dreams, because I think at that time as well, I was finding things sticky. I wasn't feeling lit up and I wasn't feeling excited. And so there was this question mark around, have they got a point? And I think even back then, I was like, no, they have not got a point. Not for me anyway. Maybe you have a point for them, but no, not for me like that. The idea of living my life without a burning desire to evolve and create more and grow, like, that feels like living dead to me. I think that when I shared these thoughts, there was a part of me that knew that that would turn some people off. And I was kind of okay with it. I wasn't 100% okay with it, but I was kind of okay with it. Fast forward months, nearly six, and I'm like, I don't think that I felt this on fire and this alive and this lit up. Hence, a couple of episodes ago, I talk to you through like what you can do and how you can think about things if you are not feeling fully lit up in your business. And as I sit here today, that thinking bigger piece feels even more dialed in. And I think that that has been massively influenced because I have very intentionally put myself in environments where I am being surrounded by people who are saying things like, oh yeah, I'm setting up a new membership from scratch and my goal is to have this turning over $100 million within the next 2 years. So, pardon? So what did you just say? What did you just say now? Because you said it so matter-of-factly, so convincingly that I believe that this is what you're doing. And I'm not going to lie, that is sexy to me. That goal and that vision and that mission and that precision is sexy to me. You know what else is sexy to me? Is when I pick up my phone and I've got one of my mentors there saying, August 2028, I'm just planting the seeds now for the O2 Arena. My response to that is I'm available. My response to that is I am available. Yes, I love that he is planning an event. And he's thinking about the O2 arena is in 4 years' time. And what I realized, especially when I received that text, is, oh, Suge, you have put yourself back in the room with people who are stretching your capacity to think about what is possible for you. And that is igniting you. And what it made me also realize is that once again, there is a really big difference between intellectually understanding and saying that you are going to go big and now's the time and you are definitely up for thinking bigger and this is my goal. There's a huge difference in saying this is my goal and then taking action in alignment with the goal. And a really good example of this is me with my new members club. I've been saying since actually before we launched it, oh, I want 1,000 paying clients in this members club by the end of 2024. And I probably decided around November time that I was going to launch something. And I knew that I was going to do it in combination with the book. That felt like really good logical sense to me. But outside of the book, I hadn't really done my prep and my Pacto. So these are the two tools that I use for planning, which means that even though I'm saying I want 1,000 members, and even though I know that I'm launching it through the book launch, I am still in wishing, hoping, and dreaming phase because I have no plan. I have no definitive plan that I'm either going to execute or tweak and execute in order to get these 1,000 members. So I'm intellectually thinking big, but I am not acting in alignment with the person who has 1,000 members. And I realized I was doing this and so decided to actually take some action. Actually, just with this membership, this is outside of everything else that I'm thinking about. It's outside of everything else that I'm excited about. By just choosing, and this is what I did. I, first of all, invested in a low-cost membership that is being run by one of my friends because my friend has 620 people in her membership. She launched it last year. She actually charges $99 a month for it. But there's a real vibe, there's a real buzz. And I really wanted to see what she was doing. I wanted to spy. You know, that's one of the best ways. You're not going to get the insider track. You're not going to understand all of the psychology. You're not going to understand all of the whys a person is doing something, which is absolutely important when you are executing a strategy based on something else that you have seen, like understanding why certain things are being done, and then also understanding all of the things that you are not seeing is absolutely going to impact the result of the execution. So I've gone into this membership just with the idea of getting a vibe for the user experience, the customer experience, like how is she showing up? You know, what are they doing? What's the content like? I just want to get that piece of the puzzle from a client perspective. Super helpful. And what was really interesting is that even though that was the intention, I got loads of value from being present and listening to some of her trainings. And it gave me ideas and inspiration that I have actually applied in my own members club, Susie Style. So that was the first thing. I then invested in someone to actually guide me through the process of creating the customer journey. And I am taking wildly imperfect action, but action is being taken. And what that looks like outside of the investments is like investing in some creative, I've got to be careful because I don't want to spoil the big reveal, but I've got some incredible products that are going to be available to my members of the members club exclusively. Now, I have to invest in those products before I know how many people are going to jump in when I share what I'm going to be sharing about the offer. But if I don't invest in the products And of course, I can pre-sell things so I can get an idea. But the reality is that I am in this by hook or by crook for us to get 1,000 people in by the end of the year. So for me, what is the most aligned action and what is going to force me into working things out as quickly as possible is actually to not pre-sell. Now, if I didn't have the money to buy the stuff, then pre-selling would be a great idea. But I do have the money to buy the stuff, so I'm going to buy the stuff before I have sold anything, knowing that by hook or by crook, by the end of the year, the initial investment will have been paid back. And my desire is that I've got 5 times as much stock as what I am going to be starting off with. And I understand how that stock is going to be paid for. I understand how I'm going to continue to proliferate the message around the world. And it feels so energizing and so exciting. And because I am acting in alignment with the person who has a 1,000-member membership, there's something interesting that is happening around my creativity and the way that I am thinking. It feels expansive. And as I think about the new ideas that are popping in and I share, we had a call with my Ascend Mastermind group and I shared with them all of the pieces of the puzzle that are dropping in. It felt so exciting to be able to share that information with them. It feels so expansive to have this project and know that I'm going to be changing lives with this. And to have, like, I feel the energy of these 1,000 people that are all interacting with the courses and the meditations and the products. And I'm just like, oh, wow, this is going to be so cool. Like, that's how you get to feel when you're lit up, because you're setting yourself big, juicy goals that you have to force yourself to grow into, you know? Like, are you feeling like this in your business right now? Because whilst I know that every business has seasons, it's normal to feel up and down, and of course you're not going to feel expansive and excited every single day. When was the last time you felt like this? And are you ready to feel like this again? If so, I want to encourage you to expand your vision. I want to encourage you to put yourself in a place where you're listening to people talk about their big ideas, their big dreams, and allow that to inspire you. Like, that is my invitation for you. And actually, if you want me to help you with this, I'm doing a very special Voxer day where I will have a small group, and essentially we will do a VIP day on Voxer where you can talk through where you're feeling stuck, where you need stretching, and I will coach you as a group, and you can allow the group to inspire you, you can allow me to inspire you. From that day, you're going to walk away with a very, very clear plan of what you have to do. Either, and that might be what you have to let go of. It might be what you need to reframe. And it might be, okay, this is the project that we're working on. These are the first 3 steps that I am going to execute. This is the thing that I'm doing next week. Let's freaking go. So if this is exciting to you, then hit me up via email or hit me up via your DMs with the words thinking bigger. And I will shoot you through how you can join us. It's going to be a really, really, really great session. Right. I love you. You're amazing. If you enjoyed this episode, hit me up on Instagram anyway. Share this with a friend. It's like, get the message out and around as far as possible. And in the meantime, please remember that your ability to think big is directly related to you understanding and living from this principle of knowing that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/
activate infinite receiving.